This conference is being recorded.
Hello.
So I think you guys could hear that the call is now being recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. I heard some others chime in while we were getting the recording up and running. So I really welcome all of you to this Heart Start to Your Week call. I should say Heart Start to Our Week. I always enjoy these, I think, probably as much or more as the listeners do. My name is Sheva. For those who don't know me, I'm the CEO of a company called Fiera. Fiera, which is like Sierra except with an F, like fantastic, is a word that came to me actually kind of invented, series of letters put together. I was sitting on the beach in Santa Monica one day, and I just felt like, oh, I want a word that captures this particular feeling. This feeling of being in the zone. And the zone was too sports-oriented for me. I wanted something that would describe what it's like to feel so balanced and poised, yet passionate and full of vitality and enthusiasm and love and energy and purpose. And I just didn't feel like we had a word in the English language for that. And so I put word out there to the universe. I said, I want a language for this because I wanted to see that feeling happen more in my own life, certainly, but also in the lives of the people I loved and in people's lives in general, in our world. And out of that was born a company that is based on the 20 years of research from the Institute of Heart Math on both how positive and negative emotional states and feeling states in our bodies affect our bodies and how we can access those feel-great feelings that we're calling Fiera anywhere, anytime, no matter what's happening to us in our lives, and thereby access the benefits that brings to our health, our well-being in all levels, mentally, emotionally, and physically, our performance, our ability to perceive accurately what's happening in our world and in our lives and respond effectively so that we become agents of change for the better in our world. And that's really what Fiera is about. Another way to say it is that Fiera is the opposite of stress. And so when we're introducing Fiera to people for the first time, we say that what we do is end anxiety, depression, and stress in our world without the use of drugs, helping people access the intelligence of their own body minds to feel better and to be able to share that with others. So these Heart Start to Our Week calls, as our one client called them in the very beginning, little oases of positivity to kind of get the week started on the right foot, are a free service that we offer to the community as a way to give back and to introduce a little bit about what we do, the science behind it, and mostly to share empowering stories of the heart and its wisdom with each other. So I encourage all of you to ask questions as well as share your own stories on the call tonight if you'd like. We'll open up a space for that. Tonight's topic is the heart at work. And we'll talk about how to bring authentic Fiera into your life's work or your work, whatever that is for you.
Could I ask one question, please? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No problem. Please go right ahead.
I have memory problems. I wanted to know how much notes to take, or do you publish some type of outline or note format?
Well, these calls are all recorded.
Okay.
Great question. So you will be able to listen to this call again if you wish.
Okay.
So if you want to sit for the first time and just kind of let it wash over
okay.
you, you can always go back and listen to it again.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. And the number to call into for this week to listen to this call again is 641-985-5108. I'll repeat that. It's 641-985-5108. And the access code is 992-522-pound. I'll say that once more. It's 992-522-pound. So if you want to play back this call and listen to it again, you can do so as many times as you want for free all this week until the next Heart Start call, when next week's call will replace this one on our recording server. However, then all of the calls are uploaded to our website. And I'll give you the web page where there's maybe 20 or so calls now that you can download for free, which is www.fiera, F like fantastic, YERA.com/HeartStart, all one word, heartstart.html. And that link will take you to all the uploaded calls. And again, you can listen to those as many times as you like. Great question, Becky. Thank you.
Okay. I believe it's a backslash from what I have printed up.
A backslash.
It goes from right to left?
It should be a forward slash, so I may have sent it to you wrong.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it should be a forward slash.
I got it from the newsletter. Okay. So it goes from left to right, the slide.
Yeah, it goes from left to right.
All right. I got it from the newsletter. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. As vigilant as we all are, sometimes there are typos that we don't catch.
All right. Thanks.
Which is a lovely segue, actually, into our topic for the night, this idea of the heart at work. Because we're living in times where the errors that we make at work are things like a forward slash accidentally turned into a backslash. And yet we can react to those mistakes with the type of intensity that we would react if we got a tiger's nails, claws slashing. And that's creating problems for our performance at work, for our health, our well-being, and also for our quality of life, that some of us are bringing our survival programming, most of us, I could count how many I know on one hand that aren't subject to this whole collective speed of technology, which has raced our circumstance evolution, or, you know, the fact that we no longer have to hunt and gather berries to survive. Instead, we have to talk about maybe selling bandwidth or cell phones or type out emails to survive. And yet all of those things, like speaking to groups or typing emails, providing services, running cash registers, the things that are part of our workplace today are not directly related to our physical survival. And so the aspects of us, like our higher brain function, our ability to reason, our fine motor coordination as opposed to our ability to run really fast or punch something, our ability to communicate at a high verbal level, all those things come from part of the brain that when our quote-unquote survival mode gets triggered by stress, shuts down. Anybody seen those furrowed brows, that nice big Grand Canyon that appears in my brow, between my eyebrows, when I get upset or stressed? Maybe
mine's
I'm the only
permanent.
One. What was that?
Mine's permanent.
Yours is permanent?
Yes.
Well, that's one way to go.
It is, literally.
Yeah. Well, you're not alone, right? We don't see them too often in L.A. because this is what keeps Botox doctors happy, at least wealthy. What that is literally your forehead is closing up when you have a stress reaction. And what the stress reaction is, and we've already established that stress is the opposite of fiera, right? What the stress reaction is simply our survival physiology kicking in. And it becomes stress because our survival physiology kicks in situations that have nothing to do directly with our survival. Interestingly, I saw this happen earlier this morning. I had to take my car in to get my tires or my wheels aligned. And there was a man standing at the counter. And this is a great example, right? So there's a woman behind the counter who's obviously working a minimum wage job. She had a very jovial countenance, but there she is working on Labor Day, right? So you could just get the sense that most of her friends had the day off. And this man is irate because the little newspaper discount ad that he was bringing in to have his oil changed, which I think was going to give him a dollar discount or something, had expired. And he didn't see that. And so he was screaming at her at the top of his lungs, his brow furrowed in full-on, I am a tiger and I will kill you over this dollar thing. And there she is behind the cash register, cringing back, her own brow furrowed, and they're playing out Lauren Green's Wild Wild Wilderness in the Firestone wheel alignment shop. This is just something that goes on in a day-to-day way for many of us in the workplace. And that survival significance that our body minds are giving things that aren't related to our survival ends up shutting down the very parts of the brain that could respond and correspond to what's needed. For example, she needed to provide a certain degree of customer service in that moment and communicate with this person who was clearly going wild with fear and anger. How do we do that? How can we enjoy our jobs, enjoy our work when we do that? We're going to address that in tonight's call. We're going to address how to beat this game where our biology has not had a chance to catch up to our technology. Does this make sense to everybody so far?
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm calling.
Great. Well, I welcome you. And we're going to address, obviously, like why that's an epidemic and practical ways in which we can reverse that problem and become sources of sanity in a somewhat, at times, insane world. The way that I want to begin, maybe I'll just give you a quick outline of what we'll do. We'll talk a little bit tonight about the science behind this, and we will definitely give you some practical steps that you can take even now to start to reverse the negative effects of stress and access more Fiera. This is 20 years of research and a huge body of knowledge and tool sets, as well as biofeedback technology that HeartMath has created. So obviously we're not going to be able to cover it all in a single hour. We also like to, as you've heard already, take some time on these HeartStart calls to tell real stories and let you share your stories and even get input on them or share your experience in some way. So while this is kind of an hors d'oeuvre and an appetizer, we'll also give you information about how you can get more. And
I
the background noise is also reminding me to let all of you know that you can press *6 and that will mute you on the call so that if you are, you know, have noise going on in the room around you, it won't affect other people's ability to hear the call.
Okay, good.
And you can press *6 again if you want to unmute later to either ask a question or share a story. So that having been said, I'd like to begin. One of the things I love about these HeartStart calls is that people come to them from all walks of life, from countries all over the world. There was one call where we had people from 11 different countries on the call. That was really quite thrilling. And so, and really come with a variety of needs. We have people who come to the HeartStart calls and our Fiera workshops who have health challenges or pain, but also people who don't have health challenges, people who have other stressors like money issues, career transitions, or as we're, you know, this evening, maybe just wishing they had career transitions, addictions, obesity, anxiety, depression. We also work with people in the workplace who aren't necessarily overtly struggling with stress but want to become more efficient or get the leading edge in what they're doing. And so in that regard, we work with high-performing entrepreneurs and executives, athletes, entertainers. As we're all coming from different backgrounds and different places and different time zones and different activities, I like to begin the calls by meeting in one place, in the heart. And so I want to invite each of you to take a moment and just focus attention on the area around your heart. And as you do that, as you maintain, if it helps you, you could put your hand there. You don't have to. You just want to put your attention in the area around your chest and then let your breath come in through the area around the heart and out through the area around the heart. And in through the area around the heart. And out through the area around the heart. And then I want you to just call to mind a time or a situation when something just worked. It just gelled, it came into place. Something you did or something you participated in, it just worked. I want you to breathe that feeling of things working out right, into the air around the heart and out through the area around the heart. Does anybody, you don't have to, but does anybody want to share their experience of what that's like to tap into the feeling of things working? I know right away I started to feel more energy in my body. I started to feel a sense of enthusiasm and lightness and a kind of can-do attitude. In preparation for this call, just for fun, I looked up the word work on an online dictionary, and the very first two letters, or the first two words defining work were effort and labor. Effort and labor. And I thought, wow, we have such a negative connotation with work, even with the word. So much so that when I'm teaching the Sierra workshops, the webinars, I usually, and that was the third one, exertion. So exertion, effort, and labor. When I'm teaching the webinars for Sierra, I almost always give people home play instead of homework. Because as soon as I say the words homework, I can feel the whole room cringe. Their back muscles and their shoulder muscles get a little more tense. And it's like we call them neural associations, or in terms of our physiology, the emotional memory, the amygdala, hijacks our perception of what's happening right now. So we have all these old associations, even to words, that cause this stress in our bodies, even if what we're doing is something we love and we're passionate about, and those neural associations kick in. So I rarely say homework because of what it triggers in people, this kind of stress response, and I usually say home play. And I thought, wow, we think of work so often as exertion and burden and labor. But the truth of the matter is, for me, work is my greatest passion and my love and my joy. And people are always asking me, how is it that you can spend so much time doing what you do? Don't you get tired? And the truth is, I've come into what I would call a sweet spot. And my hope for tonight's call is that I could guide and bring each of you into finding that sweet spot for yourself, where you can work and your work fuels you and gives you energy and vitality and joy. Whatever your work is, and I know from my own experience, it actually doesn't matter what you do. It boils down to how you do it. And so that having been said, I thought it would be fun to start out by activating gratitude for a time when things worked. Because when things work, as opposed to when we work, it feels really good. There's this kind of effortless flow. Oh, things just worked. So it's a different association to that word. And that association, where things just work, is my experience of what we would call in heart math terms being in the heart. Things just work there. Well, it turns out there's a scientific explanation for that. That when we are in exertion and labor and struggle, which is what most people associate, or many people anyway, associate with work, when we're in that efforting, the struggle of that signals to our body that something's wrong. The emotional struggle of effort and trying and pushing and forcing and driving signals to the body that our survival's at question and we have to struggle to make it. And that kicks in the survival physiology in our nervous system, our brain, our hormones, that might work well when we're struggling to get up a tree away from a bear, but doesn't work so well when we need to get our computer guy over because our computer crashed. We need to get our phone lines working. And so when we're engaged in that struggle, the key thing, there's 1,400 different things, by the way, that happen in your physiology in a stress reaction. Well, what the Institute of Heart Math has found is that they all are initiated by an emotional signal from what we might call negative or unpleasant emotions, unpleasant feelings, that something's wrong, that then creates a disordered or chaotic rhythm in the heart. And that then signals changes in all these other systems, the immune system, the brain, the nervous system, the endocrine system. And similarly, that by shifting our emotions to attitudes of things like appreciation, gratitude, care, genuine care, presence, that creates this uniquely ordered rhythm in the heart signature, or the heart rhythm, that signals to all those other places, ah, things are okay. And it changes the way our brain works. It opens up our ability to communicate more clearly, perceive more accurately, have creative ideas that may be solutions outside of the box type thinking. Build hormones that enhance our vitality and reverse aging as opposed to accelerate aging. That uniquely ordered rhythm in the heart. Anybody on the call know how far out from you the electrical field of the heart can be measured by equipment, by like an EKG? 8 feet. So that signal, that coherent or ordered pattern in the heart, is actually radiating beyond you. We know that anyway, because if you're in the workplace and you have someone come in to the office who's in a miserable mood, doesn't that affect the rest of the room? We call that, in HeartMath terms, the stress virus, how it spreads. Well, similarly, Fiera can be quite contagious. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I have, that even electrical equipment can respond to the mood that you're in. Well, whether that's just in my head or whether that's a reality, conceivably the electrical system of the heart can explain that, because the ordered pattern of a coherent heart rhythm radiates at least 8 feet beyond the body. And when things just work, they're in sync with each other, things just fall into place, you need to talk to someone and then they call you, or you need to find a paper and then it just happens to be the first page you open in a book is the one that you needed. That kind of things just working is related to this coherence or the heart rhythm being in sync, which puts you in sync with the bigger picture in life. And that brings with it a lot of ease and what some would call a flow state. Well, we mentioned that feelings of appreciation, gratitude, joy create that, which is, I think, where old phrases like do what you love and the money will follow come from. However, for those who receive the reminder, we know that sometimes if you just abandon all reason and go chasing a wild dream that has no money in it, that can end up creating stress for you as well. So one of the beautiful things I find about the tools from HeartMath is they're not about cutting off the head and following just it, what we would call a lower version of the heart that gets people into trouble. It's not about following the sentimental heart. The HeartMath system is about a clear communication between the heart and the brain so that you've got both forms of intelligence working together to help meet all of your needs. And the good news is that you can access that flow state where things just work instead of where you're hard at work, no matter what job you're doing. And I have had some really wonderful and lucky experiences of this. It's quite interesting, really, because at the moment I'm engaged in work that is the work I have always dreamed to do, which is to produce with Academy Award-winning film producers feature films and television shows that are uplifting in content and inspiring with the nature of the heart. That's something that I have always dreamed to do, and it's quite interesting because yet as I look back on situations where in order just to pay the bills I had to take schlock jobs that I felt burdened by and humiliated to do, and yet applying my HeartMath tools in those jobs, finding little things, moments to appreciate, bringing authentic and genuine care to the service I was providing, even if it was taking trash and cleaning toilets, that I was able to be fueled to find the sweet spot of those jobs and to be fueled by that activity and impassioned and vitalized by it. Whereas here I am now in the job I've always dreamed of, and I find myself in dealing with Hollywood and all that that brings, needing to use my HeartMath tools more than ever before. So our conceptual ideas, and that's quite wonderful too, having tools to cope with it. But I can see that had this dream come true earlier, this dream work, before I had strengthened my stress-busting muscle, that the experience would completely have undone me. So it's not our work necessarily that gives us joy. It's our joy that we bring to whatever work we do. And the power to choose that is something we can access through this heart intelligence and this ordered rhythm in the heart muscle that the HeartMath body of research and system of tools helps us to find. Anywhere, anytime, and also their biofeedback technology, by the way, which I can't recommend highly enough. Very exciting relative to this topic. For a long time, we only had heart rhythm monitors that were could be hooked into computers. And for people who didn't work at computers all day, like me, for example, we couldn't have them with us in our workplace. But now they have a handheld version that's sort of like a stress iPod that you can carry in your pocket with you anywhere. And that you can take to work with you. I know some postal workers that carry that with them in their cars on their postal routes, and nurses who work, you know, very long shifts in obstetrical wards who carry those in their pocket, and it helps you get back into that sweet spot, that flow state, that zone, in just a matter of minutes, where, again, you're appreciating your work and appreciating what you do. And so that's really, if I could leave you with one thing tonight, it would be that the sweet spot that's health, that's good for our well-being, that's good for our performance in the workplace, that's good for the visions that we have to come to fruition most efficiently, is to find things to appreciate whatever you're doing and wherever you are. To find things to appreciate whatever you're doing and wherever you are. To appreciate the moment. And to bring that appreciation around you. I was coaching a filmmaker this week who was telling me a story about back when he was just a production assistant and he couldn't get work anywhere. And so he volunteered for a job. And this, I think, is something that's very important, that when we're caught in the rat race of work, it's easy to forget. And that is that meaningful work is something, it's actually a human need. That one of the greatest sources of depression and anxiety in our culture is being out of work. So at times, like here we are entering September, and I ran into a group of school teachers today who were dreading going back to work, right, because they get their summers off. We dread going back to work, but we forget that being out of work is also a stressor. And that at the end of the day, it's not whether we're working or not working, it's whether life is working, and life is always working when we can bring our eyes of appreciation to it. When I worked in the hospital as an acupuncturist with cancer patients who were on chemotherapy and radiation, we used to joke together that if they were breathing, and as long as they were still breathing, there was more working than was not working. So appreciating what is working can make your work a lot less work. Amaji, also known as the hugging saint in India, who again seems to have boundless energy and will hug groups of thousands of people at a time, sometimes sitting in one place hugging people for 24, 48 hours at a stretch without getting up, without eating, without anything. And she says, where there is love, there is no effort. So our challenge is to bring love to everything we do. And even if that's not practical, because it's not always possible to love everything, it is possible to bring heart to everything we do. And the heart can either express itself through compassion or passion. And we can have compassion for ourselves when we are experiencing the stress of being out of work or having jobs that are difficult for us or stressful for us. Compassion, if appreciation is not available, compassion is always there. Compassion for ourselves, compassion for others. I have a friend who just came back from India, and child labor in our world is at an all-time high. So again, if we look at our own lives, there's so many things that we take for granted. We take it for granted that we have meaningful work or even any work at all. And so having work available to us, not being forced to work, these are all things that we could just appreciate even in the midst of work that challenges us or work that's difficult. When you can access any sincere feeling of gratitude, compassion, or appreciation, it creates that ordered rhythm in the heart, which then creates anti-aging hormones, helps your higher brain centers function more thoroughly, or ignites the higher brain so that you can communicate more clearly, unlike I just did. And balances the nervous system. so that there's literally less wear and tear on your body, making you more powerful. How do we define power in eighth grade physics? Power was the ability to do work. Well, the more powerful, the more efficient your system is, the more powerful you are, the more work you can do in less time and with less effort, which puts you in the sweet spot of that flow state where things seem to work without you exerting yourself. And I've experienced that the power to access that comes from the heart. That's why we say put your heart into your work. And you can do that whether you're a garbage collector or a brain surgeon. There's always a way to bring the heart to your work. And we cover a lot of very practical tools in the beginner workshop, ways to neutralize stress on the spot, ways to lower consciously your stress hormone levels and increase your anti-aging hormone levels, ways to transform stressful situations in the workplace, just in terms of communication and things like how do you deal with deadlines, how do you deal with project planning and project management and organization, how do you deal with personality conflicts in the workplace, and above all, how do you reset the baseline of your nervous system so that instead of, as Becky shared with us at the beginning of the call, instead of ending up with the Grand Canyon permanently etched between your eyebrows in stress, that your default mode is the zone where things just work, that flow state, so that when you hit speed bumps, you catch air instead of getting knocked off the road. We can teach you how to access the more of your brain that most people don't use. And all of this is what the HeartMath system in a series of step-by-step processes offers us, as well as the biofeedback technology that helps us know that we're doing it for real and not just pretending. I want in a moment here to open up the call for those of you that have questions or stories of your own that you want to share. Before I do, let's just take a moment again and refocus our attention on the area around the heart. And whatever your work is, I'd like you to just take a moment to focus on one thing that you can appreciate about your work. And just breathe that feeling of appreciation in through the heart and out through the heart. And if you happen to be listening to this call and you're out of work, then I'd like you to find one thing to appreciate about being out of work. Maybe it gives you more time for self-reflection. Maybe it gives you more time right now with your children. Every moment can be a sweet spot if we find the value in it. And that can then guide us through the intelligence of the heart and the higher brain that emotions like appreciation help to activate in our physiology, to being able to see a bigger picture and find our way to the next moment and an even greater sweet spot. So again, whether you're in work or out of work, just find one thing to appreciate about that and breathe that in through the heart and out through the heart. For those who need to go, I want to thank you so much for spending time with us on the call. And if you wish to ask a question but you don't want it to be recorded on the call, you can always email us or call me directly here at Fiera. The phone number at Fiera is 310-581-1507. And our email address is ask a question at fiera.com. Our next beginner teleclass begins on September 11th, and the first class of the class series is always made available for free so that you can participate in that and find out what it is and what it will be and the value you'll get from it. So if anybody's interested in that, you can send an email to register@fiera.com and just give us a note that you'd like a link to register for the free class in the beginning of the Beginner Heart Math class series. At this point, I'd like to open up the call if anybody has any questions or any stories of their own they want to share.
I have a real brief story.
Yeah, please. Is that Becky?
This is Becky. I have Heart Math. I've had it for a couple years. I used it for a while a couple years ago and got distracted and just got back to it and only used it for a few days. And just to be brief, one of many problems that I've had, depression, anxiety, ADD, and things, it was I used to be very, very articulate, and that my memory and concentration and things have worked so poorly that I had not been able to even think of words, and I just almost sounded like an idiot and couldn't talk. I'd try to say something and be like, I couldn't think of the words, and it just bothered me because I had been so articulate and I just almost couldn't talk. And after just a few days, literally, I was out to dinner last night with my son and his girlfriend and meeting her mother, and it was the first time in probably 5 years I experienced myself as my articulate self. I was talking as an intelligent person, and words came to me that I could talk. I could think of words. I could use words. I could communicate articulately, and that had been impossible for years.
Just as you're doing now, so beautifully. Thank you.
It was amazing. I have a very quick question.
Yeah, please. Thank you for your beautiful story.
I just purchased the M-Wave, and I am intimidated, and I was wondering how long does it take to get to use it? It looks intimidating.
To get used to it? Well, I can have a lot of appreciation for that because I'm not a very technological person, and when I first got it, it looked kind of like intimidating, exactly what you're saying.
Is it a big program or?
What? I'm sorry, say that once more,
Becky. Is it a big program? I'm up against a time limit, or is it like it doesn't take long to just kind of learn it or get the hang of it, or does it depend on the person? Or?
Well, it certainly depends on the person. Is it the handheld version that you got or the computer version?
The handheld.
Well, usually we find that if you have a little bit of coaching, within about a half an hour to 20 minutes to half an hour, you can be sailing no problem with your handheld M-Wave.
Well, the coaching, like the disc that comes with it?
No, some people get it that way who are good at reading manuals. I'm not one of them. I need human-to-human interaction, right?
Well,
so,
where does that come from?
That is something that we teach in the beginner class.
Oh.
We go through how to use the M-Wave. And if you're interested in doing just like a 15-minute or half an hour private session with me, we can certainly set that up so that you can, you know, we can walk you through online exactly how it works and how to use it and all that.
Okay, I won't take everybody else's time. Thank you very much.
These are great questions. But, yeah, the M-Wave is pretty effortless once you get a first walkthrough on it. So I think you'll find that within less than an hour, you're going to be smooth sailing with that. Thank you for your beautiful story, Becky.
And I love your word. It feels good, Fiera.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, thank you.
Even before I knew anything about it, I loved the word. It's everything you want it to be.
Yay, Fiera.
I'll give somebody else a chance.
Well, that's great. Thank you. And I really appreciate your story because that's such a good example of how when we've been living in survival mode for a long time, as you have been indicated by, you know, your permanent furrowed brow, that it does compromise our ability to think and communicate clearly, and that can be reversed. And we can, as you so eloquently spoke, we can come back to ourselves again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else have a question or want to share a story?
Sheva, this is Kimberly. Hi.
Hey, Kimberly. Nice to hear you on the call.
Thank you. I really, really love my work as a coach and a trainer and working with transformational learning and all kinds of stuff. I really love my work, and I feel like I'm well-prepared. I'm skilled at what I do. I'm confident at what I do. And I'm going through a period right now where my work has slowed down. And I have, on the one hand, I have this great trust that I have some other desires, is to work more in, to work more with some other partners and not just be working so much one-to-one as I'm doing right now. So part of me is in absolute trust that this whole other picture is unfolding and building, and I'm really, really, really excited about it, even though I don't know exactly what it looks like yet. And at the same time, I move into these periods of fear of, gosh, I'm not making enough money, and I'm getting really, really behind, and yet I know that I'm capable of making good money, and I know that it will change, but I find myself in moments when I'm not looking, so to speak, that underneath there really is this sort of fear that I'm living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, what's the best thing to do? To do the heart breathing and just keep sort of managing my physiology, because what it does, of course, then it puts me into this sort of fear survival state, and even though I might think it's subtle, I know that it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Not at all. I was just having a buddy talk with someone who's actually listening on this call tonight about, I'm just not having enough people in my Fiera classes, and getting into fear and worry about, am I doing something wrong? Am I not providing people with the service they need? Right? So this happens to all of us.
Ditto.
And that, what was that?
This is Darshan, and I was saying ditto.
Ah, hey, Darshan.
Thank you, Kimberly.
There you go. And so, you know, you're talking to, there's three of us here who've been very successful in our lives in service professions, who still experience that sense of self-doubt and worry about, you know, is the money going to come, and are we doing a good enough job, and all the mental insecurities that can arise, right?
Yeah.
And here's the irony to this, is that it's natural for those things to come up. The trick is that when the emotions indulge the fear that the mind projections generate, our bodies respond to that as if our life is really being threatened in real time right now.
Right, right.
And you know, Kimberly, from your own direct experience, that puts our health in jeopardy.
Right.
And not only does it put our health in jeopardy, but it doesn't help us serve our businesses better.
Right.
It doesn't make us more available to the people we want to be of benefit to. And it's not bad that those things come up. It's actually a great opportunity each time they do. Because, speaking to you, Darshan, and you, Kimberly, and also to our listeners, this is our real work.
Yeah.
Our real work is to evolve our own physiology, our own body minds, from a place of survival orientation as they were originally designed, to a place of thriving. We're moving beyond surviving into thriving. Each time a fear arises, each time an insecurity bubbles up, each time a worry about the bills is there, percolating on the back burner, giving us a slight sweat under the armpits. Each time that's happening and we catch it and we call our bodies back and say, no, I'm just going to care and appreciate this moment. That's our real work as human beings at this time. Because when we do, when we presence ourselves and bring ourselves back to the heart, We are adding more order to our world. We're making appreciation and genuine care a louder frequency on the collective radio dial so that more people can tune into that station. And ultimately, whatever happens with our work, it makes us better able to make clear decisions about who to partner with, about what job descriptions to accept and what job descriptions to reject, about what to do with our money and when. And I know that there's some very nonlinear things to that as well, in the sense that when I've just anchored in my heart and decided with a kind of, like one of my friends says, this is like opening a can of can-do. That inner resolve that I will not sacrifice my heart, my compassion, my passion, my joy, my enthusiasm, my love for worry about money. And I will have what I need to survive. That's a very magnetic quality, and it does draw resources. Maybe because, and I can't say that I know this, but it's interesting that the heart math science tells us that does literally create more order in our system, and we're drawn to order. Order is very magnetic. So I don't know if that answered your question, Kimberly.
Well, it helps, and for me, the key piece of what you said is about appreciating and caring for the body in the moment. And I know that that's so much of what this is about for me. Is, you know, I've been working at unbelievable paces for years, and so it's a real gift. It's actually a real gift to be slowing down, and I know that, but then that fear comes in, and so to keep directing it back to it really is about what you, when you said, oh, to evolve our own physiology. It's like, oh yeah, that's exactly it right now, and that I'm the only one who can do that for me, and I'm not going to do that by overworking and, you know, kind of feeling great in my ego about all that I'm doing and pushing and pushing and pushing, because then I don't really have the time and the sensitivity to be really tuning into, but what does my body really need?
Hmm.
What is my physiology? And so I love that statement about evolving our physiology, and I guess that's what heart math is about a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that gives us such a greater quality of life. And in your last, what you just said, you also brought something to the forefront that I think is really valuable for everyone to hear, which is what the body ultimately perceives as safe is what it's habituated to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been habituated to running in the rat race at a pretty fast pace.
Right.
And now that you're slowing down, this nebulous kind of fear is coming up, because the body is saying, oh, we're not used to this. Uh-oh, what's wrong? It's not familiar.
Right, right.
So your fear may actually have no grounding in reality about the resources of your life and your actual physical survival and well-being.
Mm-hmm.
It may simply be that now you're making a new choice and the body's not habituated to it.
Yeah.
I see that a lot when I'm working with people through Fiera's services, helping them transition out of corporate America. And they don't know what to do with themselves if they're not working 21 hours every day.
Yeah.
Right? And or it's a type of post-traumatic stress, because the body's habituated into that kind of mode. And the heart math system is, I've come down from that type of situation several times in my life, and I couldn't have done it without the heart math system. I'm sure there's other things that would help, but that was the thing that helped me rebalance my nervous system and help my physiology habituate to peace and ease again.
Mm.
Yes. Can I say something?
Yeah, please. Is that Darshan?
Yes, it is. It just, this is so beautiful, Kimberly. Just, you know, to see, you know, when these waves of fear and whatever show up so often here, showing up in, they show up in highly evolved individuals to whom fear is, you know, not a normal thing. And what has been helpful here is to, for me, realize that as these come up, this is uncharted territory. And when these things emerge, that there's a deep appreciation for this opportunity to realize what's going on. And that's what has opened the appreciation for this. And, you know, Sheva, the rest, just absolutely, you laid it out. It's just once the appreciation enters for this opportunity that's brought by these agitating kind of fears that come up, then from that appreciation, things begin to unfold as to what's really beneath this, if anything. And
yeah.
And so, you know, you just rung such a chime because, you know, to me, that's a good sign when these things show up. But it's the thing is that they're so normal. And anymore, they're the greatest tools for awakening that I know of are the what was considered to be negative.
Well, and I appreciate that, Darshan, because I realize that when those things don't come up, then I just keep going along in my habitual mode.
Yes.
Necessarily healthy. And so, yeah, so thank you for that. It's like the fears. It's more like, okay, thank you. That's
yeah.
that's a sign for me to start looking in other areas because there's other things that need to be done here. And so I really like that what you've said as far as using the fear to just realize, oh, not so much the fear, it's that the fear is like a little red flag saying, look
yeah.
over here now.
Can I say something quick?
Yeah, please. You don't even have to be quick.
Okay, this is Becky. Like I said, I'd just been doing the heart math for a few days, and I was really struggling with trying to find something that would get me to the feeling good, the appreciation, care thing, and trying. And my two cats just died, but one of them was, I've had pets all my life, and I've never been as close to one as this one. And she was almost 20. She followed me everywhere. This was just absolutely my baby. She woke us from nightmares. It woke us when we overslept. It was just with me. And I mean, just this was just devastating. And I was absolutely amazed that finding the treasure, the gift in the pain was what got me the farthest in the heart math because, I mean, it just happened. It was 2 weeks ago, and I've been just grieving so much. And what got me the best on the heart math was the appreciation for having her in my life for that almost 20 years. And thinking of all the wonderful, wonderful things and how lucky I am and just thinking about the gift, the absolute wonderful gift and the appreciation for all that it was and the gift from the pain, even in the midst of the devastation. And that was the thing that was the best for me. I got even like almost suddenly almost all high coherence on the heart math, and I have felt such a sense of empowerment since then, and such a huge thrust forward in the grief process. It's just amazed me that it works that way.
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful, okay. Becky. You've definitely found your articulate voice again.
Yeah, found the what?
Your voice again, your articulate
okay.
word choices.
Thank you.
Hey, Sheva, this is Sue.
Hey, Sue.
Hey, I have to get going, but I wanted to say thank you. It was absolutely fabulous, and thanks, everybody, for sharing. I'm not alone.
You're not alone. That's one thing that the heart will tell us for sure. Thank you so much for being here, Sue.
Sounds good. Hey, I'm going to ask you something because Spirit has been pushing me.
Yeah.
Is there something you want to tell us about your chest or your heart?
Something to tell you about the chest or the heart?
Yes, I could be. I don't know. That was the message I kept getting, and I felt really drawn to call in and ask you about it. So, for what it's worth, what's happening with your chest? So I'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
Sometimes I'm just a channel and a bad one at that.
Her chest or yours?
No, hers.
Oh, you mean mine personally?
Yes.
I thought it was a misunderstanding.
No, it's a good thing to clarify. But I do have to run, and I felt really guilty saying that. But
listen, there would be no need at all to feel guilty about saying that. And if you were to feel guilty, then that would be the stress of it. So my heart, my chest would leap out to you in compassion and appreciation for your courageous willingness to share whatever's in your heart.
Oh, you make me cry. How wonderful.
And say, just kind of, my chest would embrace you in that. Say, just go for that and never feel guilty about that. Embrace yourself and what's there. I remember the founder of HeartMath, who, you know, is as you can imagine, quite a busy person. So meetings with him come few and far between. And I had the privilege of seeing him, and there was this thing that I just kept feeling, this heart intuition that I wanted to tell him. But I felt just like you just told us, Sue, kind of like it was sort of a weird thing, and I felt kind of embarrassed, and I sat on my hands and bit my tongue, and then finally I just blurted it out at the end of like a very short meeting I had with him, and I don't know how many months or years I'd let go by before I said that, and he laughed. And he said to me, the thing is less significant than holding it back all that time.
Oh my gosh.
And so I remember that little gem, and that, you know, our intuition starts to open up as our heart starts to become more ordered.
Amen.
And then it can feel awkward. That, again, that unfamiliarity, like that Kimberly was sharing with us, of being in new territory as our hearts open up more, can create some awkward or uncomfortable that we might associate with guilt or embarrassment. But it's really not needed, you know. It's like you wouldn't shame a two-year-old for stumbling when they take their first step. And so we need to give ourselves that same latitude and compassion as we enter into this true and beloved work of evolving our own physiology, that there's room as we're new. Sometimes I feel us as human beings right now, like in springtime in Nova Scotia, the pine trees send out at their tips this very light green bud. So the rest of the evergreen trees are dark green, right? But at the tip, there's this little lime green pale bud. And that can be us as we're finding a new way to be in the world. And there's nothing in my chest but compassion and appreciation for that.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you very much. And I hope to be able to participate in one of your calls again soon, but I'm going to run now.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody, for your support, supporting me and your help, and I appreciate it. Okay, bye, all.
Anybody else? Question or any story they want to share before we close up the call for tonight?
Thank you for your personal contact. I'm amazed and impressed, and I really, really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Thank you all for your appreciation and your contributions. And I look forward to joining you again next week on the Heart Start call. And again, if you have questions that haven't been answered, you can send them to ask@sierra.com or call us at 310-581-1507. And you can also register for some more of our free classes by signing up for our weekly reminder newsletter that goes out with the call-in numbers for the free calls, which is, you can subscribe to that on the lower right-hand corner of the Sierra.com homepage. So thank you all so much, and have a sweet week until next week.
Thank you, Shava.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shava.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night.